Haley Barbour, the governor of Mississippi, maybe the most powerful man in the Republican Party right now. As head of the Republican Governors Association, he has campaign aid to dispense in an atmosphere of rising public opinion polls, and is a popular two-term governor who's considered a possible candidate for president. He's led his state through the recovery from Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, and he's had to contend with the Gulf Coast oil spill. Governor Haley Barbour joins us now from his office in the state capital of Jackson, Mississippi. Governor, thanks for being with us.
Well, Scott, thank you very much.
Governor, we made a reporting trip last week to Bay St. Louis. We've gotten awful fond of it. And the folks in Bay St. Louis and Waveland and Biloxi and Gulfport told us that if they had to start ranking their problems now, all of them said number one is insurance. They say insurance rates are too high. And top of everything else is preventing people from returning. Do you agree?
We all knew that insurance premiums would go up after Katrina because everybody was going to have to bill back to the hurricane code outside of the floodplain, and that the houses were just going to be more expensive than the houses that they replaced. We can't do anything about that. But one thing that we could do and have been trying very hard to do is to get the government to require that homeowners be allowed to buy insurance that includes both wind and water, damage from windstorm, damage from storm surge, because that's not currently the case.
There's a group called Follow the Money that lists you got almost $500,000 from the insurance industry when you ran for re-election in 2007. Nothing illegal about it, obviously, or unethical. But does that affect the thinking of any public official?
Well, the first thing is I'm surprised to hear that. But in my two campaigns for governor and my career as Republican National Committee Chairman and Chairman of the Republican Governors Association, I have raised an enormous amount of money in the tens of millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. And what I find is people give you money who agree with you. Very few people give you money to try to change your mind.
You used to be a lobbyist, right, Governor?
I did.
Is that?
And I'm proud of it. Had a career that I look back on with a lot of pride, frankly.
Well, I ask now because look, and I know public opinion polls show that we people in journalism are probably less popular than lobbyists. But is it, if you run for national office, is that any kind of a drawback? Do you have to get over that hump with people to, because it's so routine for politicians and, for that matter, people in the news industry to inveigh against lobbyists. What do you say?
Scott, I'm a lobbyist, a lawyer, and a politician. That's the trifecta. People said that when I ran for governor. My opponent, who I defeated the first time, spent millions of dollars on TV advertising, attacking me for being a lobbyist and attacking my clients. You know, he was the sitting governor, and he lost, and I won. And I think a lot of Mississippians were very happy in the fall of 2005 after Katrina that when I went to Washington to try to lobby for the federal government to do some unprecedented things to help Mississippi and Mississippians, I think a lot of people were happy they had a governor that had some experience doing that.
What do you make of Glenn Beck? Is he, for lack of a better word, the source of inspiration for your party as far as you're concerned right now?
We do have people in the entertainment business and the news business who are supporters of lots of things that the Republicans are for, whether it's Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck or Bill O'Reilly or whomever. However, none of those people speak for the Republican Party. They do say a lot of things that many Republicans and most Republicans agree with. But there's a difference between speaking for the party and saying a lot of things that most Republicans agree with.
And where do you put Governor Palin, former Governor Palin?
Well, I served with her, and I liked her when I served with her. First of all, she's a lot smarter than the news media gives her credit for. And my exposure to her as governor, she's a bona fide oil and gas expert, for instance. So, and I have no idea what her what her ambitions or plans are.
Does being governor of a state that has had some challenges, obviously over the last few years, make you more or less eager to go on in public service?
If you've had a successful career outside of government, you go into elected office to serve. I certainly never foresaw Katrina or the oil spill or a bunch of other things. But the fact of the matter is that those circumstances made me feel like I got more done than I could see. And that I could see results from what I did. Seeing results and making a difference, to me, makes me more willing to consider further public service.
Governor, thanks so much for all of your time.
Hey, great, Scott. Take care.
Haley Barbour, the governor of Mississippi.